that feeling when you hear someone call your name and you turn, but no one's there, and a shiver runs down your spine. When something moves just out of vision and it sets in. Do you know that feeling? Good. It means you're paying attention.
Micah Jones set out to record a podcast about her recurring nightmares.
All she wanted was to finally get some sleep.
Instead, unnerving coincidences began to pile up, and someone from her past resurfaced to recount a story that upended her world.
I'm Micah Jones. My friends and I stumbled onto something much darker, something we were never meant to find out. My dreams aren't just dreams. They're memories. Warnings. I should have paid closer attention. The How It Ends podcast is no longer releasing in real time. We can't. It isn't safe. But if you're just finding us, start at the beginning. Thank you for listening.
Find How It Ends wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that 92% of households that join Peloton early in the year are still active a year later?
92% for a bike?
We actually make a rower, too.
Who actually knows how to row?
Well, our Form Assist feature can teach you how to row. Cool, huh? Whether it's a scenic row in Mission Bay, San Diego, or an intro to rowing class, Peloton has a class for you. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try the Peloton Row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Did you know Nissan EVs have traveled 8 billion miles? Just a quick trip to Pluto and back. And what did we learn along the way? Well, that an EV can take on the world, like the Nissan Leaf. It can move racing forward and take your breath away, like the all-new Nissan Ariya. We learned to make EVs that electrify. 8 billion miles driven by Leaf owners globally since 2010. 2023 Ariya has limited availability. All-wheel drive expected availability early 2023, subject to change.
Hey, Mike. Glad you could join me for some great seafood.
Me too.
Wait, why are you dressed in fishing gear?
You said we were going out to catch great seafood, right?
Yes, to Popeyes. Do you even know how to fish?
No, I thought you did.
Oh, yeah, I could catch pretty good seafood at Popeyes. Let's go.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our delicious signature seafood. Get Popeyes flounder fish sandwich or shrimp tackle box before they're gone. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had the talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Audio.
Do not make me regret bringing you here.
You won't.
And you better damn well believe that you're going to be next to me the entire time we're there.
I got it.
Bad things happen when you're alone.
Bad things happen, huh? I've heard that recently.
Yeah, because it's true.
And because you said it to Dr. Kim.
This isn't the time or the place.
Yeah, well, honestly, if anything goes down, I'll be glad to have someone with a gun next to me.
Someone not trying to shoot you?
Yeah.
Not right now, at least.
Funny.
Come on. We're here.
Hold up. I'm still a little slow.
You can say that again.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Sheriff?
Mendez?
Is this the famous doctor?
Famous?
You've got the limp. Where's your bottle of Vicodin?
Excuse me?
You know, like the TV show.
Yeah, I don't watch TV.
We're going in. You mind opening the tape?
So this is it, huh? 662 Smith Lane.
This is the place. You don't have to say it like a fucking weirdo. Are you up for going in?
Of course. Why wouldn't I be?
Just wondering. Rumor has it you're a little skittish now. But that's what something like this will do to you.
I'm fine. Just bring me up to speed.
Good to go, boss.
Child Protective Services was sent here this morning. They arrived and got no response from inside the house. We got here an hour ago, but didn't make it in far.
Why not?
I've seen some shit, but I haven't seen anything like this before.
Like what?
It's fucked up. The usual spooky shit doesn't bother you, but I'm just saying. Go in prepared.
That's spooky shit.
Before we go in, did you bring them?
The surgical masks? Yeah, I brought a few.
Good. Give me two, put one on.
Thank you.
Leave the rest out here in case someone else needs to go in. Here.
I have carrion if you just want to use that.
It's worse than that. It wasn't the smell that was the problem.
That bad?
You're in for a shock.
Spacer, you stay behind me and in front of Mendez. Do not touch anything without letting one of us know first. You got it?
I got three EMTs waiting on the side, too. Just need to radio out.
Sounds good.
Shit. What are we walking into?
Sheriff Crowley, Jonathan Spacer, Eric Mendez heading in. Copy?
Masks up.
Here we go.
Audio Media presents How I Died.
Wait, you're closing the door behind us?
Yeah. Otherwise, we're gonna be blinded by that much light.
God. It's pitch black in here.
That's why we've got these. Here.
Oh, thanks.
Aim it low. Otherwise, you're not gonna see shit through all the dust.
Like high beams during fog.
You really do say things like that, huh?
Do I know you?
Shut up, the both of you. This is the Springfield County Sheriff's Department giving a final warning. We have authorization to enter the premises. If anyone is in here, present yourself now.
If only it were that easy with shit like this.
You haven't found anyone in here.
Not living, at least.
But you swept the place, right?
First door on the left here. Across from the entryway. Mendez, watch the stairs to our right.
On it.
Spacer, here.
What? Like a dog?
This is not a fucking joke. Get in the room, look around.
There's so much dust. Can barely see anything.
The room is still clear. Mendez?
Nothing.
I'm seeing layers of film on the floor and walls. There's what looks like a mattress against the back wall here.
Keep moving. To the back wall.
I'm going.
Watch your step. All of this is evidence.
I'm trying. I think there's... Oh, God, what is that?
You tell me.
There's something in this corner. It's a person. Was a person. The skin is tight around their bones.
Looks like a skeleton with hair.
It's a female. She appears to have been at least past adolescence by the size of her bones, but... Oh, Jesus. She must have starved.
How long ago?
What?
How long ago did she die?
I'm not sure. Rough estimate, at least 6 months? That's a lot of decomposition.
This was the room my guys came into earlier today.
If you knew there was a body, why didn't you say anything?
Because they weren't sure what they saw. I only glanced in here myself before we taped off the area. Do you think we can move her?
Shit. I definitely can't move her now, not without damaging the remains.
Here, put a marker down. Carefully. There's a lot more house to get through.
Still no sign of anything out here.
Good. We're moving forward down the hall. Stay there.
Got it.
The wallpaper in this hallway is falling off the walls. And then these look like old family photos, but I can barely see them through the dust.
Spacer, eyes forward, flashlight up. You're my light.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I knew she didn't hate me.
I swear to the Lord above, you two.
Gotcha, boss.
If anyone is in here, this is your last chance to show yourself. I'm armed.
Crowley, on the floor, down this way. There's barely any dust.
There was a trail from the stairway leading this way.
And no one's been in this far.
None of our people, at least.
Oh, God.
Someone had to be living here with that kid. He couldn't have been on his own for 6 months.
Keaton, you mean? If the woman died that long ago...
Exactly. Someone else was here.
A few people.
How do you figure?
Watch this floorboard. It's sticking up.
Good eye. We're coming up to a corner. Step back, but keep your eyes peeled.
Crowley, do you hear that?
I hear you breathing loudly in my ear.
Never mind. Sorry. I'm seeing a small kitchen table straight ahead.
Clear on the right.
Boarded up windows by the breakfast nook.
John!
Sorry. Nothing straight ahead. Dirty dishes piled high on the sinks in the counter. Old-style fridge.
Kitchen's clear. I've got a door over here.
Good on my end.
It's unlocked.
Oh, my God. There's a padlock and chains on the floor.
And wall locks attached. You said it looked like the kid was held somewhere?
Yeah. A basement would certainly fit the bill.
I don't want to imagine the kind of shit we're gonna find down there. You ready?
I don't see anything on the landing. Cement floor from what I can tell.
There's no railing. Be careful.
It's gonna take me a minute to...
I've got movement! Sheriff!
Shit! Move!
Crowley! There's someone down here, too! Crowley! Shit. My hip. Ugh, fuck. Who's down here? Hello? Oh, Jesus. I know someone's down here.
You're too late.
I'm with the sheriff's department. Show yourself.
That light is too bright. Turn it off.
Can't do that.
I'll come to you if you turn it off.
Crowley! Crowley, I need help down here!
Don't leave.
Stay where you are. I'll get the cops and come back.
I thought you were a cop. Are you hurt?
I'm fine. I just need to climb back up to the top.
Come down here and look!
When I get to the top of the stairs, I'm locking the door.
Don't leave me down here!
Crowley. Mendez. Guys. Anyone. What is going on? Oh. Shit. They're upstairs. At least I hope it's them. The front door is still closed. I think that's a good sign. All right. One foot in front of the other, John. I'm coming up! Hello. Anybody up here? Tell me the kids are...
Hurry up!
I've almost got it.
Oh, God. Crowley. I never thought I'd be so happy to hear your voice.
You're supposed to be watching the door.
You left me down there.
Yeah, well, we've got something to deal with. Look for yourself.
Help me.
Wow. He is shackled to the wall.
Oh, really? Hadn't noticed.
Oh, the smell...
Spacer, for fuck's sake!
Sorry, I should have brought the carrion.
It's okay. He hadn't let me out in some time.
Put your mask back on.
I dropped it down the stairs when... Holy crap.
What?
There was someone down there.
In the basement?
Yeah, I heard him after you left.
There shouldn't be anyone else in here.
Did you see him leave?
No, I meant...
safe, though, right?
Getting you out of here alive is our main priority. Soon.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Does he have any sort of hiding place here? Or a room of his own?
I don't know. Please. I don't want Jimmy to come back.
Gran?
What did you call him? The guy we're after is Jimmy Hooper, at least 40 years old. We couldn't find any information on the purchase of this house. It wasn't in his name.
Got it! Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Get me out of here.
Whoa, shouldn't you take it slow?
I'm...
Spacer, when we all get to the landing, you escort... What did you say your name was?
Jeff Lemon.
Escort Jeff back to the paramedics.
Me?
Yeah, you.
You have a dozen EMTs outside. Can't they take him?
Stop arguing and do what I say.
No.
What?
You two really want to get into this right now?
Listening to your passive advice is what got me shot in the first place.
And not listening to it is going to get you shot now.
Fran.
Not by me. I meant Jimmy, if he's got a gun.
You've got a dozen medical staff outside and only one forensic pathologist. You brought me here for a reason, so let's go.
Fine. Mendez, open it up and take the door again.
Got it.
Thank you.
Flashlight up. We're going back into the kitchen.
I forgot it was on still.
Another sweep of this room. Clear.
The door's still closed.
You locked it?
Hell yeah, I locked it.
Good. Cover me. Slowly.
Not going to announce yourself this time?
Shh.
Oh, it smells like piss and decay.
Shut up. Grab your mask off the ground.
Oh, God.
What? Where?
Oh, I thought I saw something.
Damn it! Get down here. Back to the wall. This corner is clear. I know you're down there. Where are you?
Please.
I'm not seeing anyone.
Shh. I hear him.
Where, damn it?
Under the stairs.
Come out with your hands up. Now. This is your last warning.
Turn that flashlight off.
Stay where you are.
Spacer, shut the fuck up. Whoever is here needs to come out. Now.
You don't see...
Shit. A body.
Yeah. A few of them here.
Oh, God. I need to...
Don't move yet. We still don't know if there's anyone else down here.
There isn't. Not alive, at least.
You're sure?
Yeah. I need to do a full sweep.
It's just me now. And my daughter, but she... doesn't know.
Oh, no.
Spacer! Damn it, stay down!
I've got... three bodies over here.
Son of a bitch. More kids?
Two adults. One kid. It's a little girl.
That's my sister Julie and her husband Ben. And my daughter, Alyssa.
Sissy.
How did you know?
Fuck. The room's clear, but I've got shackles and ropes over here.
There's a mattress on the floor by me.
Keaton told you about this place, didn't he?
Are you Jimmy?
Hell no! Fuck that bastard!
Then who are you? Where's your body?
My name's Jeff. I died a long time ago. I've been here watching over as much as I could, but... fuck. This place is fucking terrible.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
Save it! I don't want it! Just tell me that Keaton made it out okay! Did he make it? I saw him run, and I'd hoped he'd be safe. But then... the bastard came down here and...
Shit, what happened?
He slit my baby's throat. And Julie's. Ben was already... well, he died and moved on.
The two female victims died recently. Maybe a couple of hours ago.
You could have gotten here sooner. You should have.
We were too late.
They're just piled here. Tossed like garbage.
Can we move any of them?
Yeah, I think so. The two female victims have barely started rigor mortis. The male victim is decaying, though, so we'll need to be a little more careful.
Here. Put 3 markers, and let's head up for some bags.
Okay.
You're just leaving again.
Come on.
I need to...
Please, tell me. Tell me that Keaton made it out.
Wait. We're missing bodies.
Tell me he made it!
Huh? How do you know that?
I just know. I can't...
Tell me!
He didn't make it. He died.
Spacer! What the hell is happening to you? Get it together!
Keaton died.
Keaton died in the hospital. But his body showed us that he was being abused and malnourished. We were supposed to make it here in time.
Spacer, that's not...
We were supposed to make it.
Keaton died, trying to save his sister and his cousin. At least, my children are at peace now.
Where's Trudy?
Who?
Trudy Fisher. You didn't find her body?
Trudy Fisher. Keaton's cousin. He was being kept with her in another room.
Did he say that in the ER before he died?
No, what?
Then what are you talking about? There are no more rooms, Spacer.
We're missing something.
Put your damn mask back on. You're breathing in too much of this crap. Let's head up.
Julie isn't here. I looked. Jimmy must have taken her with him when he fled.
Jimmy.
Yeah. We saved someone today. That counts for something.
Oh, fuck.
What now?
No. Shit.
Jesus Christ, Doc. You almost gave me a heart attack stomping up here like that.
Mendez, let me out.
What's going on?
Not a clue. I think he's hallucinating.
Shit, that's not good.
Where is he?
The fuck are you doing, Spacer?
Where's Gran?
The guy from the house?
Yes, the guy from the... Where is he?
You found Jimmy. In the house.
He was transported back to the hospital as soon as he came out. Is everything all right, Dr. Spacer?
John, get your ass over here! What in the fuck do you think you're doing?
That guy we found wasn't Jeff Lemon. That was Jimmy Hooper.
What? Why do you think that?
Trust me, Crowley. I just know.
He was the only male alive.
So you're telling me that the sickly-looking man we found shackled to a wall was actually the abuser?
Yes. I am.
But you don't have any evidence to back that up.
Not yet, no.
Right. Because you looked at a pile of bodies for a minute in the near pitch dark.
The dark. That's it. The flashlight.
What about it?
That's the evidence. Gran never said the flashlight bothered him. But Jeff...
Jeff what?
I don't think I'm the best example to use here.
If that guy were actually trapped in there, for months at a time or more, his eyes would have started burning from the sudden amount of light from the flashlight. Both Mendez and I had them on the whole time, and it didn't bother him.
So your evidence is the fact that his eyes didn't hurt?
Yes. It's proof. Just because you don't like it...
Then what is it you're asking me to do?
I don't know. Just don't let him go.
Let him go? Spacer, this is the shit I've been talking about. You don't know anything about how these things work, but you think you do. That man will be treated at the hospital for whatever injuries he may have, and then he'll be questioned. Thoroughly. And we'll compare his records to any records that exist. Blood, fingerprints, photos, whatever we have.
I'm sure he destroyed those.
What if the records were destroyed?
We will find a way. I don't need to explain our process to you.
I'm just saying, you have to at least consider this a possibility.
This is a case of child abuse and human trafficking. If you think I won't do every single thing in my power to make sure we find the truth here, then you don't know me as well as you think you do. Now go home.
What?
I said go home. You're done for today.
John?
You can't just...
Mendez! Get him off my fucking crime scene.
You got it, Chief. Come on, Doc. Let's go.
John, what the hell? What am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Come on, man. I'm sorry, but you seem like this shit got to you real bad today.
Mendez, I can't just leave.
We'll sort it out.
Once the crime scene is secure, I'm sure Crowley will need you to come back to get the bodies if we can't. Come on.
But that's...
Come on. Trust me. It's better we get you out of here now before it gets worse.
But... I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Did you catch the Sasquatch game yesterday?
The what?
The Springfield Sasquatches? You're not a fan?
No.
Huh. Read any good book lately? This is going to sound weird, and it's probably not the best time to ask, but you were investigating that Springfield facility explosion, right?
No. Not anymore.
But you were. Did you find anything?
Like what?
I guess I should just spit it out. My brother, Alex, was a janitor there. Well, custodial engineer. But he went missing the same day as the accident. I always wondered if anyone ever found his body.
I'm... so sorry to hear that. No, I don't know anything.
It's cool. Sorry to ask. So you really think that guy was Jimmy, huh?
He is.
The sheriff knows what she's doing. If it's him, we'll find out.
I Died is an Audio Media original production, created and written by Vince DiGianni, directed and edited by Chroma Sakura, with sound design and mixing by Eric Howell. The How I Died theme song was created by Silent Mike. Starring me as John Spacer, Shayna Waring as Sheriff Crowley, David Dixon as Curtis, Luis Bermudez as Eric Mendez, Vin Vox as Dr. Kim, and Caitlin Roberts as Amelia. This episode guest starred Jeffrey Hunt as Jimmy Hooper and Mark Lee as Jeff Lemon. Thanks so much for listening, and until next episode, try not to die.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.